is the interstate right in front of us. So we're glad this morning that God made another way. Can I tell you this morning, church, that failure does not have to be final. Amen. Now you think about that. Amen. Failure does not have to be final. I could have very easily said, well, all right, we can't get food, let's go home. Amen. But I was looking for another way, Mike. Amen. I had to get here. The book of Acts, chapter 13. If you found that, would you stand with us, please? The book of Acts, chapter number 13, this morning. And God willing, we'll begin in verse number 4. If you found that, will you say amen?
Amen.
So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John in their minister, that is John Mark, that is the human penman of the gospel according to St. Mark. And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. Oh, that people would desire to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Boy, there's a lot of that going on today. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw that was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Here's the text verse. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. You may be seated. Father, good God in heaven, Lord, as we humbly bow in your presence this hour, Lord, we ask you today, God, to help each of us, Lord, to realize today, dear God, that failure does not have to be final. Lord God, I pray today, dear God, Lord, you'd speak into our hearts. I pray today, God, that you'd steal every distraction. I pray today, dear God, that you would bind the strong man. Rebuke today, dear God, that devilish spirit. I pray today, dear God, in the name of the Lord. Lord God, I pray today, dear God, you'd give us unction to function. Lord, I ask you today to cleanse our minds and empty us of self. Fill us with your spirit. Help me to say what you want me to, and help me not to say that which you do not want me to say. I pray, dear God, for this congregation. I pray, dear God, Lord, that you'd search every heart. Lord God, I pray today, dear God, Lord, you'd sit right down in our laps, and Lord God, be real to each and every one of us. Father, we ask you, save the sinner, reclaim the backslider, and encourage a child of God. We give you glory, give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' precious name, together the church says, amen. Amen. How many of you realize this morning that failure is a choice? Let me explain what I mean by that. Before you disagree with me, I have failed at a lot of things on the first try. I have failed at a lot of things on the second try. Amen? I have failed at a lot of things multiple times. But we've got to have a determination. We're not going to quit. Amen? It'd be real good for every one of us to get our minds made up Amen. Our name on the roll and our foot on the rock. I mean, you understand this morning that failure is, amen, a choice. Amen. If you get thrown off the horse, get back up and get on again. Can I get a witness right there? I mean, listen, if you're driving and you have an accident, amen, and you tear up an automobile, how many of you know you don't have to stop driving? Amen. Now some of y'all looking at me like, well, I want her to stop driving. Well, you just pray right there. Amen. You understand this morning, honey, that if you fail, it is entirely up to you whether or not you get up and you continue going. Amen. Amen. How many of you realize this morning a man by the name of Steve Jobs, how many of you know that name? Amen. Who was that preacher? If you've got a smartphone and it's an Apple product, that is the company that he created. And he started that in his father's garage. And you understand this morning that it grew, that business, until he had hundreds of employees. Then he, being the creator of the company, if you will, it got to a size where he had to have a board. And it wasn't before long until they pushed him out. They said that he failed in making specific decisions. Amen. Now listen to me. There's a lot of truth in this morning that we need to grab hold of. Amen. By Steve's own witness, he went to work somewhere else. Amen. And he done such a good job. It wasn't but just a few years later that one of those board members saw the improvement that he'd made and came back and hired him back into the company. And it wasn't long before he rose up through the ranks. But you understand this morning that he could have quit after he was fired. He could have quit after he failed. As we look in the gospel this morning, or in the book of Acts, we find in verse number 13, the Bible said, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Phrygia and in Pamphylia, and then and John, that's John Mark, that is the human author of the book of Mark, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. You know what he did? It got a little hard. Amen. They were going up against a sorcerer in the scripture that I read to you this morning. It got a little challenging, if you will. It got a little bold. It got a little in your face. Amen. How many of you know this morning the Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard? But I'd like to stand here this morning and be honest with you and tell you that there are times in a Christian life it's hard. It's hard to live right. It's hard to do the right thing. Amen. It's hard to get up every day and get your nose in the Word of God. It's hard being faithful to the house of God. You understand this morning, it takes some determination. It takes some people, honey, that have got some grit. I mean, you've got to have your mind made up that you're not going to give up when things get too rough. You might get knocked down. You might have got bad news at the doctor, but God ain't walked out on you. You might have lost your home, but God ain't quit on you. You might have lost your job, but God ain't done. So don't throw in the towel. It ain't time to quit. Failure does not have to be final today. How about old President Lincoln? What do you mean? They said that Lincoln's failures were broad and numerous. They said that he achieved, listen, the unique feat of leaving for war a captain and returning home a private. He had lost his great status. I did not know that until I started doing some research. We know that he made several attempts to run for political office. Amen. But I want you to know he didn't quit. He was determined. And I thank God that he was voted in as one of the greatest presidents of our great nation. He shared this statement. He said, my great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure. But what do you mean by that? Let me just stop right here and tell you where I stand.
That's good.
I hate losing.
Amen.
Go ahead, preacher. Now, if you're content with losing, they may not want to play against you. I'm just saying. I don't like to get beat. Amen. Sometimes I'll try too hard and hurt myself. Amen. Some of you young pups say, oh, this is that old man. Amen, neighbor. Time's not on your side. You understand that? But I want you to know failure does not have to be final. Failure this morning is a choice. You've got to make up your mind. Am I content with failure in my life? Am I content giving up? Am I content throwing in the towel? Am I content used to living for Christ? That now I no longer do. Am I content? I once used to have a testimony for the Lord, but now I no longer do. You've got to make up your mind. Are you content? Once used to sing for Him, but now you no longer do. You've got to make up your mind. Once you used to preach the gospel, but now you no longer do. Once you used to play the musician instruments, but now you no longer do. Once you used to be faithful to the house of God, but now you no longer do. You've got to make up your mind. Am I content? Because you understand, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Amen. Failure does not have to be final. You don't have to quit. You don't have to walk away. You can gird up your loins, buckle up your shoes, and say, Lord, whether I fail or whether I succeed, I'm going on and doing for you. Failure does not have to be. We find John Mark, listen to me. Lord, help me, Jesus. We find John Mark. Amen. He was with Paul and Barnabas, two of the greatest New Testament missionaries that ever had walked the foot of the earth. Amen. Preaching the gospel. And you know what John Mark's job was? He was not there, amen, to sow seeds for everybody else. He was there, according to the Scripture, to minister, amen, to Paul and to Barnabas. How many of you know that from time to time, the man of God, amen, needs some encouragement, needs somebody to help him along? Yes, sir. And that's what John Mark was. He was there to help him. Amen. But they had a little confrontation with this sorcerer. Amen. And John Mark up there, hundreds of miles. Here is Jerusalem. And here's the coast as it runs up. And they had already hit the island of Cyrus. And they'd already left there and went up into Asia to Pamphylia. Oh, John Mark said, boys, I've had enough. I'm going back to Jerusalem. Listen to me this morning. You've come too far to quit now. You've played too long. Ready to quit early. It ain't over. You've come, listen to me. You've been faithful too long to throw in the towel. You say, preacher, I feel like it's the 16th round of an 11th round fight. That might be the case, but they ain't rung the bell yet. It ain't time to quit. Don't let them throw in the towel. No matter what times, no matter what man, stay on fire and seek and live according to the will of God in your life. Oh, John Mark said, it's enough. You realize this morning that no matter who you are, failure does not have to be final. John Mark was the nephew of Barnabas. His mom owned the house back there in the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. Remember, old Brother Peter was held up in prison, had 16 soldiers around him. Y'all remember that? And the angel came to him, woke him up. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Him irons just fell off of him. Amen. The angel took him out past the first ward. Amen. Past the gate. Past the second ward. Amen. Into the third ward. And then the angel left. And you know where old Brother Peter went? He went to Mary's house. Amen. John Mark's mommy. But what do you mean, preacher? Why are you telling us this? I believe he went there. I believe he knocked on the door. Amen. According to to the Word of God. Then a girl by the name of Rhoda, she came. Amen. And she said, it is Peter's voice. Amen. Who hollered from the outside, let me in. Amen. You know what she did? She didn't let him in. She thought it was his angel. But why are you telling me this, preacher? I believe John Mark, amen, was raised right. I believe that he was raised in a godly, prayerful family. Amen. You know what they were doing at his house? They were having prayer that God would turn loose. Amen. Oh, Brother Peter, and set him free from the prison. James had already died. James had already had his head cut off. And the next day, that was Easter. The next day they were going to take and cut off the head of Peter. You understand this morning that John Mark saw the miracle. John Mark saw God do great things. But in turn, he forgot about that. He lost his passion. He lost his drive. He lost his determination. He lost his want to. And he said, boys, I'm going back to Jerusalem. He backslid. He gave up. But hear me and hear me well. No matter who you are, battle, determination in your life does not have to be failure today. John Mark could have stood there. He could have, as a matter of fact, we find according to the Word of God, Barnabas and Paul was getting ready to go on another missionary journey. And Barnabas said, let's take John Mark. Amen. Paul said, no. He's already, amen, left his hind dry once. We can't count on him. He's let us down once. And the Bible says that the contention between Barnabas and Paul was so great that they went their separate ways.
Yep.
Barnabas ended up taking John Mark, and Paul ended up getting with Silas. Amen. And we find according to the Word of God, listen, Paul said, I'm not taking him. He's not going with me. We took him. We were counting on him. And he let us down. You know what he did? He failed him. But I'm here to tell you today that no matter what comes your way, you don't have to quit. Thank you, Mark. No matter what you encounter today, you don't have to give up. You say, preacher, I can't live a Christian life. You're right, but he can. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can't live it on my own. It takes the Holy Spirit of God living in me, working with me, making me what he wants me to be. Failure, listen to me, failure is your choice. Well, I used to be a Christian. Let me ask you this, in biblical terms, who did hinder you? You did run well.
Come on. Run well.
I used to be.
I have failed at keeping a six-pack stomach.
Amen.
Y'all look at me the way you want to. That was my choice. Didn't intend for it to happen. Old age just kind of slid in her tip. Amen. Some aches, some pains, and it got harder to maintain. Then I got married. Amen.
Go ahead. Come on.
Then I didn't worry about it. Amen. Y'all look at me like that. Bless God, I'll come sit in your lap in a minute if I need to. Amen. You ain't today what you used to be.
Amen.
I mean, some things that used to be tucked up are now sacked down.
Yeah.
We'll just leave that right there. Amen. I mean, you understand that there have been certain things in our life that we failed at. But failure does not have to be final. I have failed many times as being a parent.
God bless. Amen. God bless.
Had good intentions, but I let my children down many times. I have failed many times at being a good husband to my wife. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? I haven't quit being a daddy. You know what else? I haven't quit being her husband. Amen. I have failed you as being pastor many times, but I haven't quit. Amen, church. You hear what I'm telling you this morning? Failure does not have to be final in your life. If you decide you're content with failing, that's on your hands. But if you keep getting up, you keep giving it your all, amen. You keep being faithful, you might get knocked down, amen. But keep getting back up. Keep standing up. You say, preacher, I just feel like quitting. I just feel like throwing in the towel. I just feel like, listen, do you remember, amen, the book of Philemon? And if you're Jamaican, it's Philemon. Amen. Amen. You remember there in the book of Philemon? Oh, Brother Paul, he referenced John Mark. He referenced Marcus. Why? Because somewhere along the line, Mark had come back. Mark had said, hey, Brother Paul, I know I let you down back there in Asia, but I'm going to do better. I knew I let you down whenever we were fighting that sorcerer. I knew I let you down, and I backslid, and I abandoned and went back home. But I'm here now. I've got my mind made up, and I'll go wherever you go. I'll preach whatever you preach. I'll stand. I'm not going to fail. Remember over there in the book of 2 Timothy, failure does not have to be final. Amen. What do you mean in the book of 2 Timothy? Whenever Paul was in that Roman prison, about to have his head cut off, amen, he wrote that letter to Timothy.
Yeah.
He said, bring, amen, Marcus with thee, for he has been profitable to me in the ministry. Amen. At one time, he had failed him. At one time, he let him down. But on that time, he had proved himself. Amen. Paul, I might have walked out once before. I might have quit on you once before. But Paul, I'm back. I've got my feet planted right here. Amen. I'll hit the altar as often as I need to. I'll get in the Word as much as I can. I'm here. And I refuse to fail. I refuse to quit. I refuse to be called a loser. I refuse to have that slatter over my title. I aim to go forward. I aim to give it all. Listen to me. There's going to come a time, and there's going to come a day, I'm going to have to give an account.
Yes.
For the way I've lived my life. And you are too.
Right.
I'm going to have to give an account for what I preached this morning. And I need you to know this morning, church, if you fail, it ain't my fault.
Amen.
Amen. If you fail, it ain't Pastor John's fault. Amen. If you fail, it ain't Union Valley's fault. If you fail, it's because you failed and refused to get back up.
Amen.
Come here, Adam, will you help me? Pastor John, will you help me? Please, if one of you just stand on one side of me.
Amen.
If I fall, you know what I've got? I've got these men that are trying to help me. And that's what we're doing here at Union Valley. We're trying to help each other. Let's walk a little bit. Amen. They might have to drag me. Amen. But it's up to me whether or not I stand up. It's up to me whether or not I accept the help they're giving me. It's up to me whether or not I stay down. Thank you, brothers. And it's up to you whether or not you contend, I'm okay failing. I'm okay quitting. I'm okay. My kids played sports most all of their lives. One thing we wouldn't let them do is quit. You make the decision to start, you're not stopping. Until the season is over. Why? Because your teammates are counting on you.
Amen.
Look around this congregation. We're counting on one another.
Amen.
Failure does not have to be final.
That's right.
You don't have to quit. I just think in my mind as I'm coming down the interstate this morning. Amen. Now here I am. I'm backing up the interstate. There's a whole line of traffic in front of me. And they're following me backwards. Amen. I said, Kelly, you better get a picture of this. Amen. If we have a wreck, I want somebody to know what happened. Amen. I turned over the seat. You ask Kelly. I said, Lord, the old man can't do that no more. Now I'm looking in the mirror. See, man,
you're right.
Because I have failed to maintain certain things in my body. Now listen to me. I'm going somewhere. Spiritually speaking, if we don't maintain our body spiritually, get in the Word of God. Come, be faithful to the house of God. Use the altar. If we fail to maintain those things, when the man of God's up here preaching, or when the Sunday school teacher is teaching, apply those teachings to our heart. If we refuse to do that, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
Amen.
Madison, would you do me a favor? Would you just stand up? And would you tell me how many weeks you were down there in boot camp and schooling?
20
total weeks. Was there ever a time, be honest, that you wanted to quit and come back home? You did. But you stayed. Is that true? Are you glad you stayed? Amen. Thank you, Miss Madison. You know what? I'm glad she stayed too. Mama, I'm glad she stayed. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Wait, she didn't throw in the towel even though she wanted to. She had some family. Amen. She had a church praying for her. You know what they were? They were the Jonathan and the Adams. They were the ones helping us. They listened. Oh, Jonathan, he might have whispered to me. And he might have said, I know you're hurt right now, but I know you can make it. Oh, Adam might have said, listen, boy, home is within view. You need to get a hold of yourself. Failure does not have to be battle. Stand with me this morning. Low family, come please. Listen to me. If you fail, it's on you. If you quit, it ain't my fault. Amen. If you give up, it's not your spouse's fault. That'd be one thing if it was taken from you. Amen. But Jesus said that no man could pluck them out of my Father's hand. Amen. Ain't that in your book? And if no man can pluck me out of His hand, that tells me that the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. But if I fail,